We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve is head of the morning now here on KNSS 745 on a Thursday morning. Now, three big things. Sedgwick County voter turnout pegged at 25%. Thousands of mail-in ballots still being counted.
Two.
Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are trending downward. Credits mask usage.
One.
Congress still talking about a pandemic relief bill, seeking agreement on size and scope of the package. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle, a potential traffic hazard. Watch out. Eastbound K96, and it's the right shoulder, right around Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for morning rain today and a high of 86 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 72. For Friday, sunny, warmer. Going to warm up tomorrow with a high of 94 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. We have a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour and 69 degrees. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. What you use for hand washing is not for drinking.
This is House Call for Health, a warning from the CDC about hand sanitizers. They're not warning us against cleaning our hands during the pandemic, but the CDC says some people are drinking hand sanitizer. Sometimes it's children who don't realize what they're drinking, but in other cases, it's teens and adults who are drinking it because of the alcohol content. Of particular concern, sanitizers that contain methanol. The CDC reports several cases in Arizona and New Mexico of people becoming seriously ill after swallowing sanitizer containing methanol. They cite the case of a man who suffered major vision loss after doing this. Drinking methanol can also cause seizures and can even be fatal. There were more than a dozen hand sanitizers on the market containing methanol. The Food and Drug Administration has now recalled all of them. They say you should only use sanitizers made with ethanol or isopropanol. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Nearly 1.2 million laid-off Americans applied for state unemployment benefits last week, evidence that the coronavirus keeps forcing companies to slash jobs, just as a critical $600 weekly federal jobless payment has expired. Labor Department's report marked the 20th straight week that at least 1 million people have sought jobless aid. Before the pandemic hit hard in March, the number of Americans seeking unemployment checks had never surpassed 700,000 in a week. Not even during the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. The new jobless claims were down by 249,000 from the previous week after rising for two straight weeks. So there is some good, I suppose, in the numbers. Stocks climbed again on Wall Street Wednesday, giving the S&P index its fourth straight gain and pulling it within 2% of the record high it set in February. The S&P climbed 21 points. Negotiators on Capitol Hill reported some progress in talks for more support for the economy. Disney surged after it became the latest company to report quarterly results that weren't as bad as expected. The Dow rose 373 points, and the NASDAQ composite added 57
points. Okay, I don't understand this at all.
I don't either.
How does Disney surge despite the fact that all its parks are closed and it has no movies coming out?
How does Disney stock surge?
I don't know.
The startup of Disney Plus, the streaming service.
That's it?
It very well could have helped quite a bit.
Could help, but I think...
Wow.
Well, that's all brand new users and brand new money for them.
That's true.
Okay.
Yikes.
Well, all right. I can't understand why the stock market's doing so well with all these people out of work. But it can't be explained. I mean, there's just some strange stuff going on right now. How about the primary yesterday, Ted? Or Ted, actually, Tuesday it was. 25% voter turnout. Of course...
For a primary, that's dang good.
That's I was going to say, that's good. Doesn't sound like very good, but for a primary. But you look at that, just step back and look at it. And we're trying to do this democracy, this republic, and only 1.4, one-fourth of the people go to the polls
right.
Who are eligible. One quarter. Yikes. What would happen if they ever got, even got, if we gave them a stipend to go to the polls, they still wouldn't go. You know, hey, we're going to pay you to do it. No. And then, of course, you're going to have you've got this presidential election in November, so the turnout will be up there. I can't even remember. It's been several years since we had what is the average, a good turnout for?
Oh, it's
for
about 70%, isn't it? Something like
is
that.
Is it that high?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it like around 60-70% for a presidential election?
I'm not sure, but that's not too bad. But the vote is. I think when people look at that and they say, "I go and I'll vote for this." This one in a primary on my party, and still, you still have to. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know, but for some reason, people think voting in the national election for president is going to mean something. Or at least that's. I think they get emotionally involved.
They get There's a very emotional you probably tie have to
the
what's
impact
going
of,
on there.
The impact on your life and mine. Probably city council or county commission.
Yeah,
those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones that really affect your lives.
Yeah. That's where
and the turnout for those elections are usually pretty meager.
Pretty meager, too. So, but at any rate, I think sometimes we just take it, and we talk about it, media talk about it, we've been for years, we take for granted what a great thing we've got
There's
here.
There's no doubt that we do.
Yeah, and it could be a whole lot worse. It could be living under people where your vote didn't count. Well, sometimes your vote doesn't count here either. All right, 751 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and hey, some good news about the 737 MAX. Can that be true? Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's another step closer to returning to service. The Federal Aviation Administration shared its proposed fixes for the ungrounding of the aircraft. The changes do not involve major structural alterations, and that's good news for Spirit AeroSystems. Of course, Spirit makes 70% of that structure. The FAA proposals center on changes related to the aircraft flight control system. Wichita area businesses looking for defense contracts can now get help from the South Central Kansas Economic Development District. The Economic Development Group has a $1.8 million program designed to help aviation and manufacturing companies complete the new cybersecurity maturity model certification. And the mayor of Goddard resigned Monday, then Jamie Blubaugh was charged Wednesday with a misdemeanor related to counterfeit tickets to the 2019 Zubilee fundraiser at Sedgwick County Zoo. Blubaugh's wife, Elizabeth, also faces a single counterfeiting charge for alleged use of a fake ticket. Jamie Blubaugh did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Okay, Bill, so we get the 737 and make the improvements, it's certified, we go back in the air. Now, has the demand for that product disappeared? Or will there still be, pent-up demand and production rates will just jump in a hurry? What's it going to happen
there? I think it's pent-up demand and it will be a slow ramp up on the production rates. Clearly demand is not there yet, but the certification of that aircraft helps the airlines get those aircraft that they have already in inventory back in ready to go.
Okay, so this airplane is, for people like me, the only thing I understand about the 737 MAX, nice-looking airplane, but it's also, as I understand it, it's fuel-efficient, and that's one of the great qualities about it. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely, and it's the most popular aircraft that Spirit AeroSystems helps make.
Yeah.
737 MAX, it's a fairly long range, and it's very economic to run.
And look at that again. If you look at the jobs at Spirit, okay, and bring those back, that has a ripple effect throughout the economy, local economy, because of all the people who are subcontractors and providers for all kinds of things for that aircraft.
You bet. Production comes back at Spirit. Of course, that depends on Boeing's production. But if Spirit's production comes back, then you have more action at the suppliers who supply Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
It's a domino effect.
It's all connected there. Okay.
You bet.
Today is National Fresh Breath Day.
Oh, my.
Urging appreciation of oral hygiene and its importance. That's part of a Healthy Habits Fresh Breath Day. You know, the great things about wearing a mask in public is, you know, nobody can smell your stinky old breath.
Except
right?
you.
Yeah, it helps out. Yeah,
yeah, that's what
it
I've
traps
noticed.
It all, yeah, it traps I've noticed it all right there by your nose.
I've got to brush better because if I put on that mask, I'm offending myself.
It's all blowing right back in your face.
Yeah, kind of like reverse halitosis going there.
That's right.
All right. National Fresh Breath Day. Thanks, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. A lot going on. We've got the latest on efforts to pass a new pandemic relief bill.
Yeah.
We have sports with Ted Woodward on the way. Ted?
Yes, we got our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp.
Plus entertainment news. You got the blur.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on your entertainment news. Good stuff at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.